Let's turn to local sports here on KNKX. It looks like Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman is staying in Seattle. He addressed the media this week for the first time in 6 months following a tumultuous 2016 season and months of trade rumors. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked about Sherman's comments with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick.
With Sherman finally speaking out, Art, are his offseason troubles officially behind him?
Well, that's what everybody's hoping. I think the Seahawks wanted Richard to address the local media. He said he wanted to clear the air because by the end of last season, he wasn't speaking to anyone, which was very uncharacteristic. He was voted the previous year as the media good guy because he's very comfortable in front of crowds. He enjoys the banter, but man, last year he got upset. He was playing with a knee injury, not one that kept him out of a game or even out of practice, but one that bothered him. But the upshot was that he was so confrontational with the coaching staff. There were two episodes in a game, October 15th against Atlanta and then December 16th against the Rams, when he verbally and almost physically confronted coaches complaining about things. And to me, it looked like what Richard was engaging in was borderline insubordination. And he said Wednesday that he may have been over the top in his criticisms. And that was as close as Sherman has ever come to an apology. It wasn't quite an apology, but he said that he'd talked to the people who were important, the coaches and the players, and whether he apologized or not, I don't know, but he was acknowledging a little bit of responsibility, which for Richard is kind of a big deal.
Well, and then there was also an ESPN story in May that said Sherman was having some problems with Russell Wilson. He addressed that a bit as well.
Right. The story said that Richard was still upset with the Super Bowl loss to New England, in which Russell Wilson threw an interception at the goal line, a play similar to the one he saw in the Rams game. And they also said that he was upset with Wilson's lack of accountability and had sort of a favored son status. And I'm thinking, you know, Richard, you got to get over that Super Bowl loss. The fans may want to dwell on it, but you're a player and that can't be a part of it. He claimed he wasn't dwelling on it, and he said his relationship with Russell Wilson was fantastic. It may be, but the quarterback is a special figure on any NFL team. Tom Brady, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, all these guys are treated differently than the rest of the team. So I think the story exaggerated the drama between Russell and Sherman. I don't think that's a big deal because they don't play on the same side of the ball. So I think that was overblown, but I think Richard's accountability is an important thing to have for this team for this fall.
So given what happened last season, given all the trade talk during the offseason, Sherman did address fans, basically. We talked about his future with the Seahawks.
Right. He was asked about where he fits now because the team really did consider trade offers for him because he was so disgruntled. I don't know that they were that serious, but by the same token, Pete Carroll and John Schneider, the general manager, would not have let it be known if they weren't a little rankled with Richard. So Richard said he wants to retire in Seattle. He really enjoys his teammates. Everything is wonderful. I'm a little skeptical about all of that right now because we have no fresh information because this was only a mini camp out of the Seahawks. They're going to be off for 6 weeks. Training camp starts in late July. And when the season opens in September, we're going to see whether Richard's words match his deeds.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.